From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Campaigning resumes in earnest in Dominican Republic in key local elections. Elections monitoring in the Caribbean attacked as ineffective, and Fidel Castro attacks the free market. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Politicians in the Dominican Republic have resumed campaigning in local and congressional elections after 3 days of mourning for the late opposition leader José Francisco Peña Gómez. At stake in these midterm elections are 30 seats in the Senate, 150 in the Chamber of Deputies, and seats on all local councils. Voters will also elect mayors in all Dominican cities. Earlier, I spoke with our correspondent in Santo Domingo, Jean-Michel Carwa. I began by asking him whether Mr. Peña Gómez's death, so close to the elections, would have any political impact on them.
Yes, I think, and most analysts here think, that this death has a major impact on the political situation. Most analysts say that it will give a major boost to the PRD, that's the Partido Revolucionario Dominicano, the opposition social democrat party, the party of Peña Gómez, and which is expected now to win the election by a landslide margin.